Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. This is your host, Jonathan Barbera. And before we get started with this episode, I wanted to apologize for last week's episode. So I always record the shows and upload them. I don't edit them. And I didn't realize how much static the last one got. Somebody brought it to my attention. Luckily, you know, people still enjoyed it. You guys still like the content and everything. So that's good, but it kind of sucks that I had that much static in it. Apparently something wasn't hooked up right. I don't know what happened. But this one seems to be working fine, so we'll get on with this. On this show, I wanted to cover how to build a strong business that's going to last you through for years to come. And this is something that I keep seeing a lot of people screw up in, especially when they're trying to build a business. And it doesn't matter whether it's real estate or anything else. We will use some real estate terms just to keep it real estate related, but this actually just goes with any business. So getting started with this, the biggest thing you got to look at is the same thing when you build a house, right? If you're looking to build a little house or you're looking to build a massive building, foundation is very crucial, right? You cannot build, let's say, a 15-story, which in San Antonio would be considered a skyscraper. but you can't build one of those with a 6-inch slab, right? You need to do a nice, deep, strong foundation that's going to be able to hold up that building when you fill it up, when you put businesses in there, when you put furniture in there, when you start adding all the stuff that that building is going to require. And that's where I see a lot of people really mess up in, is that they want to build a big building, a big business, right? Something that just makes them a ton of money. And they don't spend any time building a strong foundation. They just want to get straight to the pretties of the building. They want to get to decorating and filling in all the rooms and leasing it out and doing all these things. And they never spend any time building a strong foundation to make sure it will hold up that building. The problem that you're going to have without spending that time is you will eventually start to see cracks in your building, right? You will see cracks. You are going to see holes in there. And a lot of times, what I'm still seeing is people try to patch those holes in. They try to cover the holes. They try to pretend like, you know, these cracks, they're not that bad. We can patch it. We can paint over it. But they don't realize that those cracks, it's something small that's showing you a bigger underlying problem. And I see this in businesses all the time. People start having issues in their business, especially when it comes time to documentation, taxes, business structure, all these things. And they start having little issues here and there. And they're like, oh, it's small. I'll fix it next year. I'll take care of that later. And the problem is, the same like a house or building, is that the little cracks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you let that keep going and you keep growing your business on top of a weak foundation, what you're actually going to start seeing is you're going to start breaking plumbing. You're going to start having your windows are not opening. Your doors are not closing. You understand? You're going to start seeing major structural issues. And this translates to business, because in business is the same thing. When you start having these cracks in your company and these holes of gaps that you just weren't filling at the time because you were more focused on getting the job done so you can get paid, right? You are going to get to a point where these holes become so big that you actually either have to stop the progress of your business of moving forward so you can rewind and go back and fix those holes. Or even worse, if you let it go on for too long, you actually have to start undoing a lot of the stuff that you've done because it's been built on a weak foundation, right? So this is something that as you keep going and you keep neglecting the foundation issues, you keep neglecting these cracks and the doors, you know, swinging open on their own and all these things, you're going to see that it's going to get harder and harder to fix the foundation. then it's going to get to a point where you're actually going to have to go in there and start ripping shit out and having to start from scratch. So all the work that you just put in over the last years, right? Because a business is not built overnight. It takes years, decades to build a business. So all this work, all this effort, all these, you know, branding and profitability and everything you've been doing for your business, it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to start literally stopping your business and taking piece by piece, breaking it down again, going way back to the foundation, building that up strong, and then rebuilding that. And all that's going to do is it's going to slow you the hell down. So even though you're starting right now and you want to move fast and you want to get there and you want to do all these things, by not doing it correctly, it's actually going to work against you. By not doing it correctly, you're actually going to slow down your business. And at times, you may actually go out of business because you may have to slow it down either too much or stop it altogether, which is going to stop your momentum. And if you're in the wrong side of the economy at the time, it will put you out of business. So spend the time to make sure the foundation is built strong. Now, I understand you're starting off a new business or a new endeavor and you want to test it out. You want to see even if it makes sense to build a business out of it. And that's fine. You can do the research. You can test a few things out. But you should know rather quickly whether it's going to be a good idea and if it's going to be a good idea for you to pursue. You know, maybe a lot of people, they try to get into business because they like the idea of business. But when they put in the work, you know, they realize, and hopefully they realize, that it may not be for them. And that's perfectly fine. Not everybody's made out to own a business. So that's fine. Don't own it. Do something else. Right? So if you can realize that and you didn't do much, awesome. But if you're starting off and you're like, man, you know what? This is a lot of work, but I love this. And I want to spend the time and I want to learn it and I want to build it. Now is a time when you want to pause because you haven't gotten that much momentum. You haven't done too much and you can actually pause and look into how to build a strong foundation for your business. You know, and that means looking at your accounting, looking at all the boring shit that some people hate in their business, whatever that is. Maybe it's marketing, maybe it's branding, maybe it's sales, accounting. You know, any area of your business that you're going to hate, that's the time that you got to focus on. That's the piece that maybe you got to bring somebody on to help you with this or understand that it's there and know that you have to get to it before you scale or expand your business. You understand? So that is the biggest thing. It's okay to test it out, but don't get so caught up on trying to make that easy money just because it's possible, because that easy money down the road, it's going to cost you a ton. You understand? That easy money will cost you a lot more money later. And it may even actually cost you your business. So don't rush it. When you get started, test it out. Make sure it's something you like. And once you realize, yes, I like this, I'm going to get going with it, stop and go back and start building that foundation. That doesn't mean that you need to stop making money. At all. You can keep making money. That's how we did it. We kept making money, but we knew all the stuff that needed to get done in our business. And there's been a lot of times, I'm telling you this from experience, there's been a lot of times in our process of building prime homes that we've had to stop and start breaking shit up and start again. You understand? Because we just were hauling ass. At first, it was just trying to survive. I mean, John had his bills to take care of. I had my family and my bills to take care of. And it was just trying to survive at that point. You know, and we were just building and doing this and trying to get deals here and there and just piecing it together. And, you know, wherever it fit, like we would just go ahead and do it. And what would happen is that later when we had a chance to grow or do something, we realized that our foundation was wobbly as shit at the time. So we're like, shit, you know, if we do this, we won't be able to handle it. You know, our foundation won't be able to handle it. We can't add another floor to this building because we built such a, you know, temporary foundation for this. Luckily, we did realize, You know, luckily, I always look out for mentors and people I can work with and bounce ideas off of. And we started a founders coffee club here in San Antonio, where we meet monthly and we kind of discuss business ideas and struggles. And I'm a part of like 2-3 masterminds like that. I'm always trying to learn and always trying to learn from people that are maybe where I'm at or a little further ahead and seeing what am I missing, right? What are the things that I'm not seeing that they've done? So I'm always looking for those things. And that's how we were able to realize that our foundation as we were building it was being built very weak. So we would stop, have to undo a few things and put the foundation deep enough. And what that's done, the reason I wanted to make this podcast was right now we actually have an opportunity, a rather big opportunity, to develop about 1,500 homes in here in San Antonio. Now, mind you, this is not what we did, right? We flipped houses, we did all this, but because we were spending the time on building a strong infrastructure and a strong foundation and great credibility and a deep network of quality people, we are able now to actually look at this and we are seriously analyzing it. And whether we proceed with it or not, I don't know. We still got to do some research. But my point is that before we had been presented a great opportunity about a year or so ago, and we actually had to turn it down because we knew we couldn't handle it. We didn't have the infrastructure. We didn't have anything in place to handle that. And it just would have been overambitious and it would have actually destroyed us. You understand? Because while it all looked good and the money looked amazing on it, we weren't ready for that. So we didn't take it. And we're so grateful that we didn't take that opportunity, which at the time wasn't an opportunity. It was just, you know, it would have put us out of business. So now we are at that point where we can take advantage of this. We have this opportunity. It's been presented to us. And we sat down. We're like, yeah, you know what? We will need to make some small adjustments here and there, but we can handle it. We can handle our business staying as is, being profitable moving forward, while at the same time taking on this massive endeavor, right? Because building 1,500 homes to somebody that doesn't do it, it's a big freaking endeavor. So, you know, but we can take it on. So that's where I'm getting at. And yes, it requires patience. Yes, you're going to get sidetracked by the shiny penny syndrome when you're going to start seeing a lot of things that are pretty and it looks cool and you're going to want to do it. But guys, have some control. Guys and gals, I say guys as is the general term, but you know, individuals out there, just be smart about this. Don't rush your business. Build that strong foundation. I want to build the biggest freaking building in the world. You understand? Like, that's my ambition. My goal in real estate is to build a real estate company that can literally bring investing to everybody. That even if you have $100, you're going to be able to own real estate. You're going to be able to own a house that you can actually go and see. And you're going to own a piece of that house. Like, that's my goal, is to bring real estate investing to everybody. And that's something that I'm working towards every day. And that's going to be a massive building. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of infrastructure to build. And that's why we're taking that time right now to make sure every step we take, every move we make, it is, sorry, I just got distracted thinking about that song. But everything that we do is with the knowledge that we're looking to build a massive business. And if it doesn't fit that criteria, we're not going to touch it. And we're always going back and looking at our foundation. Is it good? Do we see any settling anywhere? Should we put gutters, right? So the water's not destroying our foundation. Like, where can we add protection? And where can we watch a certain side that we may see that's a little weak and we can beef it up a little bit? Because if you can catch things early, you can keep it going. So I hope this helps. I hope you enjoyed the back and forth with building a house and building your business. This is something that I seriously believe in, and I think it's a technique that you guys need to implement, and it would help. And if you have anything that you want to discuss further about your business, maybe somewhere that you're stuck on or something you're contemplating, again, reach out to me and we'll discuss it. I love helping people out on this area. You know, so anything that you guys need, always feel free to reach out. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. Share it with friends. And I will catch you on the next one.